This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we got a lot of powerful news and information for you today from around the world and right here in the United States, and we'll be going over that starting after the first break. In the meantime, I want to just make one more comment about the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger situation. I spent a lot of time on this yesterday, and since then I've done even more research. I've been forced to talk about it because it is the top story. It is dwarfing Kobe Bryant, the other diversion. It is distracting from all the real scams, the lies about weapons of mass destruction, the globalists preparing to launch more terror attacks. It's smoke screening what's happening with the economy. And the reason that I'm so angry about this Arnold Schwarzenegger story is the guy admits that he's anti-gun, anti-family. He's for abortion on demand. He is for homosexuals adopting children. In his own book, Evolution of a Bodybuilder, he says he doesn't like Christians. And the Simon Wiesenthal Center is endorsing him, saying he's a great guy, because he's given him millions of dollars. When at the same time, in the movie Pumping Iron, which is a documentary, he says that he admires Adolf Hitler. He praised Kurt Waldheim, the former UN Secretary General and President of Austria, as a good friend who he loved, and he didn't, quote, care about the Nazi stuff, was the quote. And then, just last year, I got a photo of him on Infowars.com in Austria with Kurt Waldheim, who was a war criminal in Serbia killing people. So, this is very, very serious stuff, folks. And we have Arnold being worshipped. I mean, this shows how reprobate, how mindless, how evil the neocons are when they get on TV and radio and praise him. The so-called conservative websites and news services, you know who we're talking about, national talk show host, defending Arnold, not just for the Nazi ties, but saying, ah, so what if he's anti-gun? I've heard him. So what if he's for abortion? Well, he's better than Davis. No, he's not. He's not a conservative. He's not even a moderate, folks. And again, it's a big diversion who the governor of California is and all this stuff. But at the same time, at the very same time, it's a great example of how they manipulate societies, of how they have double standards. Because the very same head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center that is praising Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I have the quotes right here, of the London Guardian, Associated Press, Reuters, MSNBC, defending him and his real, legitimate Nazi affiliations, is attacking Mel Gibson for The Passion, which is the story of Jesus Christ, and is taken word for word from the King James Bible and translated directly into Aramaic, Hebrew, and, of course, Latin. That's anti-Semitic. That's bad. And the Simon Wiesenthal Center has attacked Steve Voss. We play his music here. You know, Thank God for the Renegades. Bring Everybody Together, America. When Bullets and Birth Control outnumber books, Something's Wrong. I mean, just good, wholesome people are attacked by these people. But Arnold's good. So you're welcome to comment on that. But I got all the news coming up when we get back. And boy, is there a lot of it. I haven't even gotten into it yet. We will launch into it. Your phone calls. and a lot more. So please stay with us.
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds with the collagenate so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy. Helps me sleep good, lose weight, tones me up. Hey, I like it.
Trying to lose weight for someone in a wheelchair is extremely frustrating, and the first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds. When I heard about the collagenate, I heard this lady that had to be in bed all the time, and she was gaining weight, so she took the collagenate. And so I called. The first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds, and I've lost 9 inches off my waist.
What are you waiting for? Vim & Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446, and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vim & Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is fitting music to be talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got the Conan the Barbarian theme song in the background. Again, I don't apologize for talking about Arnold so much the last few days because it's a perfect case example. It illustrates everything I've been talking about for so long. The guy vacations with Kirk Valtheim. There's a photo of him on InfoWars.com with the Nazi war criminal, former head of the UN, Austrian president, just a year ago in the Austrian parliament. Arnold's father was a Nazi police chief who joined the Nazi party when it was illegal in Austria, folks. He publicly praised Hitler after the war. Arnold has Hitler's middle name, Alois, in the name of Hitler's father. And it just gets worse and worse from there at his 86th wedding to Maria Shriver, some of the other Nazi sympathizers with the Kennedy clan. He said, I want to say that despite the Nazi controversy, we support Kurt Waldheim and Maria and I love him. These are all quotes on the record. The guy in the 1976 film Pumping Iron, and I'd forgotten about this till I read about it in the London Guardian, he said, I admire and use Adolf Hitler as my role model. He said this with total calm, folks. And they mentioned it here. I watched Pumping Iron over a decade ago on cable TV, on HBO. By the way, it's not in the versions that are on video store shelves. We checked it out. So I've been doing a lot of research, and of course, I read his book, Evolution of a Bodybuilder, where he said he doesn't like Christians. He doesn't like Jesus Christ. He sees himself as a deity. We're all gods, basically. I mean, this guy's sick, folks. Here he is. There's a photo on the website. It was posted on MSNBC. A photo on the website with Arnold a year ago with Kirk Waldheim at the Austrian Parliament. Now, when his father died 30 years ago, his mother married a top SS colonel who was the head of the parliament, the number two position in Austria. It's like the leader of the Senate, you know, what Trent Lott was, or with the new head of the Senate. So this guy is saying during the top news story, Kurt Waldheim, former UN Secretary General, turns out was a war criminal who evaded the authorities and blah, blah, blah. Well, they knew all along, folks, are part of the aristocracy. Waldheim was. And he says, we don't apologize for him. Hitler's my role model. And why am I spending so much time on this? Because the Simon Wiesenthal Center says Arnold is a model person, the best you can be, a friend to Jews. This is amazing, folks. And then you see Time Magazine, and it says that Arnold... It compares him to Ronald Reagan, and it says that Arnold, his dad was a police chief, and Ronald Reagan's dad was a shoe salesman. This is getting out of control. And all of this simultaneously, while there is a massive news blitz attacking friends of this show, the Gibson family. Good Americans. Hutton Gibson, World War II vet, took his family to Australia in 68. Came back to this country. The film, The Passion, and I've read the reviews of those that have seen it, it is word-for-word translation out of the King James back into Aramaic and back into Hebrew. And folks, it is what the Bible says. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Jesus Christ stood up to the corrupt government and the religious leaders, just like Martin Luther did. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. And so, the very same rabbi, the head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Mr. Hare, is praising Arnold in one article yesterday and attacking Gibson in another article. I will not stand here and put up with it and watch it. This illustrates everything I've been talking about. You're a real Nazi like Margaret Sanger? They name hundreds of schools and Planned Parenthoods after you, and the black communities just love her, and the media covers up for her. You're the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, an Illuminati chieftain? They leave your statue up behind the Supreme Court building, a giant statue, and black Masonic lodges have a lot of them have pictures of Albert Pike in them. I mean, that's how crazy this is. We stand against the Ku Klux Klan. We stand against the Nazi Party. And I will expose the Simon Wiesenthal Center for demonizing Mel Gibson and demonizing Steve Voss and listing Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights. And all of the, they listed hundreds of groups. Remember in 2000, their Digital Hate 2000, hate groups connected to, you know, Nazis and all this business? And you go and look at it, it's every mom and apple pie group you can imagine. They're all bad. They're all evil. Anybody who's against the UN, anybody who's for sovereignty, anybody who's for family values. But Arnold Schwarzenegger, defending Nazis, saying he admires Hitler, that's his role model. His daddy the Nazi, his mommy married to the head of the parliament who's a top Nazi. The guy running around, the Nazi archetypal character in movies in the black uniforms. And I have to sit here. You see, that's what I'm talking about. When you get to the highest levels of Dutch and British and the Rothschild banking and all these people, they are just a bunch of monsters. And they push this whole politically correct agenda and hate crimes and thought crimes and speech crimes and And look, I read the BBC News article years ago where it said they're moving to ban the Old and New Testament in Europe because, quote, the different groups out there say it's hateful. They're actual moves. Pennsylvania passed a law last year. The Republican governor did, that if a preacher reads out of the Old Testament criticizing homosexuals, he can be fined or arrested. Now, that's on the record. They're trying to set up a Nazi-like system of no First Amendment in this country. And then you got these groups out there. It just blows me away. And I didn't mean to get back into it. I talked a lot about it yesterday. And we just posted a huge section on the website about it on InfoWars.com. And just go look at Arnold Schwarzenegger last year with Kirk Valtheim. Read his quotes publicly. And he, right up in the church, in front of everybody in 86, said, right when it was a big firestorm, about Kirk and how he was a Nazi and how he evaded the authorities and how he ran execution squads in Serbia against the people that were saving our airmen. And Arnold says he defends him and likes him. He said the same thing in Playboy in 88. And look, folks, he's given millions of dollars to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. He pays a percentage right here in MSNBC to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. So the Simon Wiesenthal Center is defending real live Nazis. I mean, Arnold's a Nazi, folks. He said he admires Adolf Hitler. And that's okay. But Mel Gibson, who has decried Nazism in the New York Times, who the family, again, is a friend of the show, a friend of this network, a friend of Pastor Butch's, knows about the New World Order, puts out wholesome family movies, stands up against corruption, a good man, has what, 7 children, never cheated on his wife, and you got Arnold, the complete different, the complete opposite, with all the news reports of the stuff he does to women, and just everything. He's a 180 from Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson makes a good, wholesome, historical film and puts $25 million of his money on the line to make this thing, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the ADL don't want it to air here, want it to be edited, are going to boycott it, are going to try to stop theaters from carrying it. When all it is a historical film. And this is amazing, folks. This is absolutely amazing, and it illustrates how the globalists love Nazis. I mean, they put Kurt Waldheim, they knew good and well what he was, one of their favorite. In fact, they say in the news, the all-time best Secretary General. Wounded in the front lines in 42, became a head of a whole sector of Serbia during the incredible oppression there. It's amazing. It's just so unbelievable. Arnold Schwarzenegger said that his role model is Adolf Hitler. By the way, I found some more of his quotes on official Arnold approved sites last night where it said that I have conquered in bodybuilding, I have conquered in film, and I will conquer in politics. I've always been fascinated with those that control people. I don't want to be part of the mass. I want to be in control. I've got the quote right here, folks. And Orrin Hatch, for him, last week, I have the Associated Press here and the Salt Lake City Tribune, they're on InfoWars.com, has introduced a bill so that someone who was not born here can be president. Folks, America's lenient because we were a nation of immigrants at the founding of this country. But any other country, Mexico, Russia, Germany, you've got to be a born citizen to be in the federal government, period, in an elected position. But not here. No, no, no. Now they're saying Orrin Hatch, the gun-grabbing neocon, the Bohemian Grove neocon, says that he wants Arnold to be able to be president. This is unbelievable. This is off the charts, folks. This shows how sick it is. So again, Margaret Sanger, Joseph Kennedy, it's fine for all of them to be Nazis. It's fine for them. I mean, Margaret Sanger, folks, was worse than Schwarzenegger. 10 times. All right, we got a break. I'm going to come back and get into UK charity teaching Chechens to make bombs, say Russians. Ashcroft plans Patriot Act tour. American Bar Association, a racist rule on informing. Lawyers are now going to work against you. Folks, I haven't even, I'll get to it. There's a ban on 50 caliber rifles coming up. Stay with us. We'll talk about freedom.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden, as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272 or visit CobraHead.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, we expose hypocrisy and lies and manipulation. We defend against the criminal crime syndicate that is the New World Order. Look at this article. This illustrates everything I'm talking about. A caller mentioned this yesterday. I never got to it. Here it is. ABA erases rule on informing. American Bar Association erases rule on informing. Lawyers can now report suspected fraud by clients. Now, that's Magna Carta. That's Bill of Rights. Your counsel is not allowed to rat you out or do things against you, but we already know they've been doing it, or the bar kicks them out. Well, now your lawyer, the government's not just going to listen to your conversations, your jail conversations with clients. They first said just in terror cases. We read the legislation. It was for everything. All criminal cases, including misdemeanors. Now they announce in the Washington Post that, oh, yeah, they're going to not be working for you now. They're all going to work for the state, the prosecutor, the judge, and your defense. The American Bar Association House of Delegates voted last night to loosen confidentiality rules and allow lawyers to turn in corporate clients that are committing fraud. See, they know you're against the corporate corruption of Enron, so they make it sound like they're doing this. 3 years ago, the bar called for abolishing juries, by the way. Oh, now that sounds good. They're doing that in Europe, by the way. The body approved the exemption to attorney-client confidentiality by 218 to 201 vote at the ABA's annual meeting in San Francisco, put forward as part of the soul-searching that occurred in the wake of last year's corporate scandals. Oh, the new rule requires lawyers to try to address the problem with the company leadership first. It allows but does not require a corporate lawyer to go to authorities. The company officials are violating their legal obligations in a way that will result in substantial injury to the company. Well, I went and read the actual new rule, and it just means there's no confidentiality, period, folks. They just put this corporate label on it. It's our job and our public responsibility as lawyers, said outgoing ABA President Alfred P. Carlton, Jr., who lobbied for the proposal at the meeting last night. I'm pleased the House had the wisdom to listen to the arguments. Oh, the House, see? Private governmental body. By the way, licensed out of London, England, is the barristers. Allowing voluntary reporting will destroy the confidence of clients and their lawyers. Lawyers will, in effect, have to give Miranda warnings to their clients, said Judah Best, a Washington white-collar defense lawyer who helped lead the charge against the proposal. The group will consider two more changes today that would also make it easier for lawyers to help fight company fraud. Proposal for voluntary reporting that passed last night was by far the most controversial. A bunch of other horrible stuff happened. You can read the article at InfoWars.com. So, they're getting rid of juries all over the world. The government's going to listen in on your conversations with your lawyer, and they're going to be there paddling on you. Now, this already happens in most cases. You hire a lawyer from your town, you're an idiot, because they were working for the judge, and they're playing ball with the good old boys. It's a joke. That's why they lose the case and have you plea bargain. Lawyers that don't plea bargain and use the law get disbarred. It happens all the time, folks. I have family friends that are top lawyers in Texas. They will admit this. Now, there are some lawyers that are so big and so powerful, they're allowed to actually defend their clients, but that's only if they're an elitist. And it's just amazing. But the government's protecting all the corporate criminals and then having the nerve to say this is about stopping corporate criminals. I mean, when they went after Martha Stewart, that's like going after a one-inch minnow while leaving the giant whales of corruption, of derivatives and currency speculation and the rest of them alone. So what do you think about this? We got wide-open phones today, folks. Get your response to all this news. That's 1-800-259-9231. ABA erases rules on informing. More on Ashcroft. Now it's going to be not 20 states, but 19 states. He said he already did New York. Ashcroft plans Patriot Act tour. Attorney General John Ashcroft will embark on a multi-city tour this month to talk about the war on terrorism and the benefits of the USA Patriot Act. Official said Monday, Ashcroft plans to kick off a tour August 19th in Washington and visit more than a dozen cities. The exact itinerary was still being completed. Will be released later. The Patriot Act passed a few weeks after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, strengthened the government's surveillance powers, and a lot more than that, beefed up anti-terrorism laws, and made it easier to go after financial backers of terrorism. Critics say the law threatens civil liberties and improperly allows the government to snoop into people's lives. Oh, yeah. Break into your house without a warrant in any criminal case. And if you catch them, you're not allowed to tell them what they were in there, or you get terrorism charges. But the earlier article in the New York Daily News said last week that it is about the kickoff of the Victory Act, the second Patriot Act. The Victory Act. Victory Gin, Victory Cigarettes, right out of 1984. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface. We got a bunch of other news. Big show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.
GCN Radio Network. Check us out today. We promise not to tell anyone you were here.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Jeffrey, John, Larry, Dennis, Ron, others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. And I do want to get your response to the American Bar Association saying lawyers are now going to tattle on you. You're not going to have any attorney-client privilege. They've called for getting rid of juries. I mean, you talk about tyranny, it's happening. There's a call to ban 50 caliber rifles. Bush moving forward with the assault weapons ban. This and a lot more coming up, so definitely stay with us. We're about, in a few minutes, going to have a little five-minute update from Joyce Riley on several big stories that she's been breaking and expanding. Expanding on news that's also been brought up by the mainstream media. Before we do that, folks, you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You need to order Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order. It's a book I have published because it needed to be seen. It's 334 pages long by Paul Joseph Watson. It covers September 11th, British-sponsored terrorism in their own country and abroad, the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and a bunch of other facets of the New World Order, my friends. It is very in-depth. Very well written, very well documented. It is an amazing book, only $19.95. And if you get a second book, it's only $11.95. So that's $31.90 for two books, $19.95 for one book. Order Out of Chaos right now, folks. My new film is out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It covers dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, forced inoculations, concentration camps, foreign troops, government-run white slavery rings. It gets into the gun control. It gets into just so many facets. There's no way to describe all the stuff in these books and films. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny is about September 11th. Frankly, our best film, just for the general public, you know, looks like Discovery Channel or something. You need to have these videos. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, your purchase of the films or books supports this show and what we're doing and helps fund further films that we're working on right now. And you are authorized for not-for-profit, not-for-sale purposes to make copies of my films and force multiply the information. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the nine films. They drop down to $20 a piece. So don't wait, folks. Get the videos today. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. The new film, the new book, is now shipping, folks. Captain Joyce Riley. Joyce, I know you called in about the new Air Force uniforms, how they've gone over to the Black Berets a few years ago. This is admitted to get us ready to merge into a multinational NATO/UN force. But I got to stop you because I was wanting to get you up on the show anyways to talk about, despite that, to talk about, well, it came out in the mainstream news that the father of one of the people that's died from this disease that liquefies the organs, has nothing to do, obviously, with pneumonia, as they say. It's like being hit by a truck and saying you died by being shot by a BB gun or something. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They're out here now saying that you had the father on, got even more revelations out. Now others are dying. They got hospitals in Germany full of these guys turning into puddles of goo, basically. And his son had told him right before he got sick that we're hauling toxic stuff, we're hauling something classified to Saddam's bunkers, Then you talked about an article yesterday where somebody in the CIA leaked it, that they were trying to plant weapons of mass destruction, but that the convoy got bombed in friendly fire. By the grace of God, everything the globalists are doing keeps getting blown wide open, thanks to this network and shows like yours and good people that are out there. So, Joyce, give us a quick overview of the different stuff that's going on.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'll tell you, we're getting more and more people from the inside that are now reporting to us what is happening. And I think what we can do at this point in time is realize that there is a massive program underway, of course, to probably plant these weapons of mass destruction, as they've been trying to do this for quite a while. They've had a number of incidents that have occurred, and it is my belief that that is what the president meant when he said, we will bring the weapons.
Well, I've heard their mouthpieces, the neocons, laughing that Limbaugh and Hannity, that, quote, they've already got them, they're going to roll them out right before the election. I've heard them laugh and brag and say it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that they were correct when they said, we will find weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt about that. We will find them. Well, I think they've already found them. What I think is happening here is that people like Josh Nushi, and what an incredible young man he was, his family is so proud of him, but yet they have so many questions right now and wanting to know why he died. Now, the most, I think, significant thing in this case to make any prior military or prior service person question is the fact that you have a 20-year-old young man who was on this secret haul. He was hauling these toxins on the 26th of June. He began the mission, which was allegedly classified, or which the family said he could not tell them what it was because of the confidential nature of it. He becomes ill on the 30th. On the 1st of July, the military made him 100% medically retired. I mean, they retired a 20-year-old kid on a respirator in Germany without telling his parents anything. So this story has gotten more press only because of one journalist that says she's not going to change her story, though everybody else is. We've now got second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh that have been reported now. Deaths are being reported all over the country.
And there's hundreds that are sick, and it just so happens they were all right around this area. Joyce, we've caught them saying that trucks for pumping up dirigibles were sold by the British. They knew exactly what it was out of the Jane's Dictionary. They said for months it is mobile weapons labs. They claimed the Niger document was showing uranium transfers from Africa. Turns out that was made out of whole cloth. They've been caught with fake dossiers written 12 years ago. They've been caught saying that mass graves were really just people in boxes of sand that had been exchanged with the Iranians. That was admitted. That was declared site in 92. All this on and on. I mean, we've been lied to so many times, but you watch right before the election, they'll go, see, this vindicates them.
Well, I think they've had their plans foiled for the time being. And that's why we're now trying to get 24 million veterans in this country on their feet and saying enough is enough. The very fact that we were able to get the George Bush military record, which shows that in 1972 he was suspended from flying because he refused to take his physical exam, and that was the first year they required the drug test to be done. And you've probably heard by now that the other person who was suspended with him, which just does not happen, believe me, in flying, is that the other person that was suspended was James R. Bass. And that James R. Bass, of course, is the associate of Osama bin Laden, who introduced Arbusto Energy and George W. Bush together.
And that's been, all of this has been in mainstream news, by the way, Fort Worth Star Telegram years ago about Mr. Bass. This is incredible that these guys are all doing this, and it's right out in the open. Here's the problem, Joyce. They are telling us, look for more terror attacks. We want the Victory Act. There are discussions of arresting people that criticize the government. They've got to go for it all now, whereas putting heat on them frustrates their plans. It also escalates their unpredictability and desperateness.
And that's why it's imperative that every listener get on their feet and start working right now, because we've got a job ahead of us.
Joyce, another lie. The former head of the Army, scientist who was sent to whitewash in 91, the depleted uranium problem, quit and said, this is killing our troops. They've got radiation holes rotted in their skins. They're bleeding out of their intestines. all of the classic radiation. He's now done blood tests of British and Australian troops. He says they've been hit again with it. It's horrible. It's bad. This is the guy they hired to say it was good, and that's swept under the rug. Is supporting the troops, letting them die of nerve gas, giving them deadly vaccines that are now admitted to be deadly, is supporting the troops, making them huff DU, is being conservative, turning your guns in, is being conservative, blanket amnesty for all illegals, is being conservative, getting rid of attorney-client privileges and juries. I mean, this is wall-to-wall evil, Joyce, and the neocons are up there laughing, saying Arnold Schwarzenegger's a good conservative when he's for abortion and gun control.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got everybody focused on Schwarzenegger, which is absolutely a non-entity as far as I'm concerned. But the way that we support our military is by telling the truth, and that's always the way it's been. And
you don't support them? You don't support them by not caring about them and just waving a plastic flag?
That's right, a Chinese-made American flag. And it is time that everybody get busy and start educating. Now, we're going to be working with the all of the other veterans groups, the independent veterans groups, to try and get a massive move to inform the Department of Defense that we are not going to allow him, the president, to put young women in jail because they are breastfeeding their children and refusing the anthrax vaccine when he himself refused an order to take a flight physical.
Well, the whole administration are chicken hawks.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to make some noise from this, and it's going to be heard. I mean, it may be the last sound they ever hear, but it is going to be heard, because you don't have a president who is a deserter, and a deserter is defined as being over 30 days away from his duty station. He is a deserter. He refused to take, he never flew after 1972. Never flew. And that's because he refused to take the flight physical, which that is denying a direct order.
But now, Daddy was the head of the CIA, so all was forgiven.
And poor Michael New's father wasn't. So he gets, of course, dishonorable discharge or bad conduct discharge. And yet the president goes on, and but yet George W. goes on to become president.
But Joyce, that shows the hypocrisy of this system. They're attacking Mel Gibson for his film, The Passion, that's right out of the Bible. And the very same head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center is praising Arnold, who Arnold said in Pumping Iron that his idol was Adolf Hitler. He quote, saw him as a role model and supports Kirk Voltan. I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy of all this.
And Simon Wiesenthal Center admitted that Schwarzenegger's father was a Nazi, that they had confirmed that.
But
so,
Arnold says that he admires Hitler.
Well, it is all hypocrisy, but it's all delusion. It is all a fraud, and we're seeing through it, and that's why I don't get as angry at it as I used to, because I see through it now, and I'm now going to start some very, very serious actions to educate some other independent people so that we can get this information, get it out to the point where they have to reckon with it. They have to reckon with it. Now, these people that are dying over there, these young 20-year-old kids, 21-year-old kids, it just breaks my heart. And this could be anybody's son or daughter now.
Well, now they're getting the national draft lined up, Joyce.
Yes, and it's also going to be a medical draft. And as soon as the medical people learn about this, I think you're going to see a real change of heart here.
By the way, they've got another draft now through the TIPS program where all commercial drivers, taxi cab, ice cream truck, I mean, it doesn't matter, 18-wheelers, they all have to spy for the government against all crime. And that's indentured servitude right there. I mean, they're setting up the East German model.
Wow, I was not aware of that. That is pretty frightening.
We posted that 2 days ago right off the government's own website, yeah.
Joyce,
what about these new uniforms for the Air Force?
Okay, I was absolutely shocked when I confirmed it. It was in Air Force Times, and I have confirmed it, that the Air Force is now planning on the new BDUs, those are the battle dress uniforms, the ones that everybody calls the camos, are now going to be changed not into camo color as they were before. They're changing them into blue, UN blue and gray. So now they're touting these wonderful new uniforms that are going to be permanent press, have the best pockets you could ever imagine. And what they want to do, they say, is they want to test them out. And here's what they want to do is see the reaction of the American public, because they're afraid that the American public is going to respond to this very negatively because it is the UN blue color.
Well, the black beret is the EU NATO model, and I've read the policy reports. This is about merging the uniforms.
That's right, and that's exactly what this does. And on the emblem of the uniform, it says Defensor Fortis. It is not an Air Force emblem on the front of this cap. So if you see the covers that they're using right now, one of them, a BDU cap, is a 8-pointed cap, they're calling it, and the other one is the black one with Defensor Fortis on the front of it and the rank. Now, the problem I see here is that they're going to try and integrate this very quietly. They're only going to put about 45 people on a base so everybody will get used to seeing this. And I've even got the list of the first bases where they're going to put them on, because this is trying to integrate it into the system without people getting angry. The first uniforms will be seen at Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska, Hurlburt Field, Florida, Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, Luke Air Force Base, Arizona, McCord Air Force Base, Washington, Ramstein Air Force Base, Germany, and Robins Air Force Base, Georgia. So that's where they're going to integrate them first.
Well, they signed the deals last year to bring in the foreign troops. That, folks, Associated Press, the deals are signed. Quote, if we're attacked by terrorists, they're going to bring in the foreign troops. We saw that in the Army War College in 99. And we've got the foreign NATO aircraft, the AWACS, the Norwegian F-16s. They're really doing it, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Captain Joyce Riley, we'll be watching this as it develops, and thanks for coming on.
And check it out at airforcetimes.com.
Or thepowerhour.com. Take
care. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. God bless you, Joyce. Let's talk to Jeffrey in Louisiana, then John, and then Larry, and Dennis, and Ron. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Okay. I was just listening to Joyce while you were talking. I just wanted to comment on the Simon Wiesenthal hypocrisy concerning Mel Gibson's film. The information I'm about to give you is what Simon Wiesenthal did not give Mel Gibson. In 325 BCE, or BC, Malachi, the last of the Old Testament prophets, convened a parliament of parliaments in Jerusalem under the nose of the Greeks who had just conquered Jerusalem under Alexander the Great and his successors. They had to come up with three recommendations because only 120 people at that time knew the Bible. The recommendations were, quote, teach the Torah to everybody, write the Torah down, and build your fence around the Torah. What that meant was that now they're going to have a class of people called scribes who had to copy the Bible down exactly as it was originally copied so they wouldn't lose any more information, because beforehand the Jewish people and the Israelites had their elite memorize the Bible and hand it down from father to son orally, but now they're going to write it down. Then, of course, they're going to teach it to everybody, meaning they're going to have everybody learn from a class of people called rabbis. And then they're going to build a fence around the Torah, meaning they're going to build up some commentaries to aid in trying to find out what hidden customs were going on at the time the Bible was given to Moses on Sinai. From this assembly called the Parliaments of Parliaments came two different distinct schools concerning what was more important in the Bible. You've heard of the Sadducee-Pharisee fight, I'm sure.
Certainly.
Okay, the Pharisees, or Frackim, emphasized moral action and believed that a man had to save himself by his works and by his actions in terms of obeying the moral law, but they were a little not as...
Okay, but Jeffrey, I'm not mad at you, but where's this going?
Where it's going is to point out what Simon Wiesenthal did not tell Mel Gibson and why their statements are absolutely hypocritical.
Well, I mean, all Gibson did was take the Bible and make a movie out of it, and everybody's freaking out. You got a guy that says he loves Hitler, and they say he's good. Stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, the non-detectable
levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Back to Jeremy real quick. Finishing up, Jeremy, with your point.
All right. My point is this, that the Simon Wiesenthal Center's refusal or not giving this information, which is available in any Jewish prayer book under the title Ethics of the Fathers, has jeopardized their view of Mel Gibson's film completely because they are guilty of contributing to the very complaint they're making. And, of course, their business of supporting Arnold Schwarzenegger further discredits them as far as trying to be the arbiters of anti-Semitism is concerned.
Well, this is amazing because the film is being done in Aramaic and in Hebrew and is word for word out of the Old Testament that's been compared to the Dead Sea Scrolls and is identical. I mean, he's literally, the entire script is the Bible, word for word, and they should love it. They want to keep the language alive, and this is something they study and are all into. It just shows that, look, they're tools for the establishment. The establishment, a lot higher up in the Simon Wiesenthal Center, likes Margaret Sanger, likes Arnold Schwarzenegger, likes Nazis, and protects them. And then anybody that stands up for family or decency or heritage is then labeled a Nazi.
I've seen
Simon Wiesenthal. They listed Steve Voss, folks. I mean, we play his music. There's nothing about race in there. They had to remove it, by the way. He threatened to sue him, but... we know what this is about. Arnold gave him millions of dollars, and it's just amazing. Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, and remember this. The Simon Wiesenthal Center does protect communists at the same time. They wouldn't help expose the communists as anti-Semitic activities in Russia and Poland during World War II.
I know. It's amazing. Again, folks, I do not support Arnold Schwarzenegger, who says he admires Hitler as a role model. I'm sorry. I just, it's on the record, MSNBC. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've got 2 points. Schwarzenegger and Infowars.net. Last week, CNN interviewed Joe Weider, owner of Muslim Fitness Magazine. He said that Schwarzenegger overdosed on illegal steroids, and that's why he had heart surgery. And, of course, steroids routinely cause psychotic roid rage. CNN also showed a video of Arnold smoking pot from the Pumping Iron documentary. CNN did predict that Arnold would probably be crucified for his adultery, but now it appears they're doing spin control. Now, a book biography on Arnold pointed out that during his early career, he was so broke that he lived with rich homosexuals who paid him to pose nude for private photographs. As far as I know, they haven't been published, unlike Sylvester Stallone's porn movie. Today, these photos would be great for controlling a politician. It would also explain why Arnold likes to hang out with naked old men at the Grove. The other point is Infowars.net. My former ISP was AT&T, Comcast, Scripps Howard of Bohemian Grove, but they censored my email ISP and canceled it for reposting a Reuters article from Infowars.com. I'd also sent similar news items to Project Censored about Infowars.com. And then DreamHost.com censored my website for the same alleged crime. My website discussed our Skull and Bones mayor, who's trying to give Scripps Howard $1 billion in corporate welfare. Then I switched to free AOL using the free CDs advertised by the U.S. Post Office. Then AOL's customer support reps in India slammed me for $140 a month in bogus charges. My bank canceled AOL's bogus debt, but AOL CNN keeps sending me bogus invoices. And coincidentally, when I removed AOL from my computer, my printer died, and I had to buy a new computer and printer. So I look forward to safe surfing and an uncensored use of Infowars.net.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you wrote that, and I appreciate the commercial. But, yeah, we have virtual browsers where your anonymity is protected. It's less than these other services, and it's a great dial-up, and we offer other things as well. And I hope folks will go sign up at Infowars.net.
Well, if anybody wants to read my censored website, they're linked from Infowars.com on the 911 page, September 911 surprise.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it, John. Larry and Dennis and Ron and others, you're up next. And, yeah, the stuff he was saying about Arnold and the old men, I mean, that's been in the papers before. I'm not going to get off into it. We know what goes on at the Grove, folks. It's just we're in a lot of trouble. This is your neocon.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter...